Okay, former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I interviewed just last week, is now warning that Trump and the Pentagon are actively discussing using nuclear weapons on Iran. I'm going to read her post for you here, part of it, and then I'm going to play a clip of my interview with her last week that's kind of a run-up to this issue. But let me read part of her tweet here first. This is a red alert, critical issue. We may be on the verge of nuclear war, started by America again. But she says, yes, you read that correctly. It's real. I'm not speculating. I know. And it's pure evil. She says, the last time a nuclear weapon was used was August 6th and 9th of 1945 on two cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, immediately killing 110,000 people, vaporizing people at ground zero, and total deaths reached 214,000 by the end of the year from severe burns and trauma. But the extreme suffering continued for the Japanese people from radiation sickness, skyrocketing cancer rates, and generational birth defects. Now, I want to stop right there because she's absolutely right. Generational birth defects. Any detonation of a nuclear weapon will be a depopulation event for any member of humanity that has taken the mRNA jabs of any kind. For reasons that I've talked about previously and that I will readdress here, it's a binary weapon system. The mRNA that produces alien proteins out of your human cells, remember, it hijacks your cells' protein synthesis mechanisms, your ribosomes, causes your human cells to churn out non-human proteins or spike proteins or even portions of so-called spike subunits. And these are extremely toxic to human biology. Specifically, they turn off the DNA repair mechanisms that your body uses to recover from radiation exposure. They turn them off by 85 to 90%, according to published peer-reviewed literature. Multiple studies, not just one, multiple studies. I cover this in detail in my upcoming free course about this. What this means is that Trump may be ready to unleash nuclear detonations as part of Operation Warp Speed, to unleash the final part of the binary weapon system that could place the lives of billions of human beings at risk of dying. And I think there's a very good chance that he's going to do it. Marjorie Taylor Greene continues. She says, not to mention wiping out all means of their economy. She's, again, talking about Japan. And the suffering was so great that all of humanity vowed never again. She writes, Trump and his admin were told by our own intelligence that Iran was nowhere near creating a nuclear weapon. Then Israel said the same line it's repeated for decades, quote, Iran is only weeks away. So we bombed anyways, killed their leaders and innocent little children in a school, and Iran has controlled the Strait of Hormuz ever since and punished the region for their part in it. And now our government is the one actually discussing lowering the nuclear threshold in order to use nuclear weapons against Iran, even though Trump claims he's won the war like 40 times and says the U.S. controls the Strait of Hormuz. Trump promised no more foreign wars, but may actually be the one who delivers a nuclear holocaust that would likely drag the entire world into major conflict, economic depression, and mass human suffering we've never seen in our lifetimes and maybe throughout history. She says, people need to speak out and boldly stop this insanity. America is not untouchable. If and when that happens, everyone, and I do mean everyone, will hold all of those in leadership right now fully responsible for the rest of human history. Do not use nuclear weapons and stop this war now. I replied and said, Trump could very well unleash a nuclear holocaust that would kill billions of human beings. It could be 500 times more deaths than the Holocaust of World War II. That's just one of my comments. Now, I want to play a segment from my interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene from last week it's just a couple of minutes here, where she talks a little bit about this. But remember, we recorded that interview before this news broke, but this does provide some context. So let me play that clip and then I'll continue with my commentary. Here we go.
More than, but it's the propaganda that is sold over and over and over again by administration after administration. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat, the propaganda is sold to the American people over and over of why we need to go bomb or go to war in some country that many people can't find on a map and have never been to and don't, and it doesn't affect us here at home. And, you know, the president said that it was just that that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Well, he was told by Tulsi Gabbard and all of our intelligence agencies that Iran is nowhere near developing a nuclear weapon. And that is was also said by the international agencies that monitor all of this. And so that's not the real reason. And that's proving to be true right now. And their so-called negotiations that really are not happening. It's really all about the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
And it's really all about the trade routes and about oil. Once again, it's another Middle East war all about oil. And I'm sorry, we're $40 trillion in debt. And our dollar is weakening and weakening and weakening down to the point where so many people today can't afford, like families, they can't afford to live on a single income anymore like you could 20 years ago.
That's right.
It's a two working household now. And just what it is to be an American is completely changing.
All right. So there's the interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene, or at least a little clip of it. You can watch the full interview at brightvideos.com. I published it last week, of course. And I've got a lot of other fascinating interviews ahead that you won't want to miss. So be sure to check out brightvideos.com daily. That's where I've got podcasts and also interviews and instructional videos. Now, before I continue with my commentary on the insanity of what Trump and the Pentagon are apparently discussing possibly doing, I want to mention that I have a free long format course that I'm about to release. And it provides details of how to survive the aftermath of a nuclear war, that is a radioisotope fallout, as well as surviving another pandemic caused by mRNA injections, which causes what I call vaccine fallout. So vaccine fallout is when toxic spike protein or other structures are shedding from people's cells because they were injected with mRNA. You combine these two, the nuclear fallout plus the vaccine fallout, it's a kill switch for much of humanity. And I think that's the whole point here. But I'm about to teach you how to survive it. And I really mean that. I can show you precisely how to survive, even fallout radiation, even ionizing radiation. I can show you through targeted nutritional strategies, including many items that you can literally grill yourself at home for free. And I give you specific instructions and specific plants with the specific molecules that will shield your DNA and repair your DNA from ionizing single-strand breaks, double-strand breaks, DNA lesions, and so on. I can show you how to survive a nuclear war. I'm not saying if you're at ground zero. Obviously, you know, if you take the nuke like right above you, you're probably dead. But I'm talking about fallout scenarios where you're exposed to a much higher level of fallout isotopes, circulating cesium-137 in the air, in the soils and dust particles, strontium-90, iodine-131, plutonium and uranium, gamma radiation, beta radiation, and alpha emitter particles being inhaled and things like that. I cover the whole thing in a free course that will be launched within, it looks like, 2 weeks or less. I only have one more chapter to record. And my team is already working on the videos and everything for the chapters that I've completed. It's going to be 12 chapters, it looks like. And I've recorded 11 out of 12. It's over 20 hours already. So it's basically an audiobook that's illustrated. And it will save your life in these scenarios. And here's the thing. What I learned in researching and teaching this information is that you actually can survive the aftermath of a nuclear war. Most people won't. I mean, if it's bad enough, most people won't because they don't have the knowledge that I teach. The knowledge is the difference. The knowledge is life versus death. The ignorant will die. The knowledgeable will live with their genetic code intact, meaning they can still reproduce. They can still have children who themselves can reproduce. The lineage continues if you have the right nutritional strategies. And it's not just, oh, take more vitamin C. No, it's nothing that simple. There are very specific molecules that you need to know about from very specific sources that have very specific mechanisms in your biochemistry to repair or shield your genetic code. And there are certain molecules from Mother Nature that have shockingly unique properties that allow them to shield your cells from ionizing radiation or other forms of oxidation, even exposure to toxic chemicals and exposure to spike proteins and so on. So all that information is coming out for free. You won't have to pay anything. You'll just enter your email address and you'll be able to access the entire course completely free of charge. Again, that's coming out. My goal is to launch it. Well, I'm going to say September 1st because that's 2 weeks away. September 1st is my goal. And I think we're going to make it. We're very, very close to that. I mean, we're close to having it right now. So that information is coming. I'm sharing this because people freak out about radiation and nuclear war. They don't understand how radiation harms them. They don't understand the difference between the different emissions, gamma versus beta versus alpha. They don't understand half-lives. And I'm not blaming them. You actually have to study this information to know it. It's not just common knowledge. But because people don't understand it, they are scared about it. And so when people are scared, they make irrational decisions. I'm here to educate you about all these issues, to show you exactly how to halt the risk. For example, there's a very specific dietary strategy that can stop your bones from absorbing strontium-90. Strontium-90 is a very toxic radioisotope that if you ingest it, it goes right to your bones and it stays there forever. But I can teach you exactly how to stop that. And it's very simple. There are other, many, many other mechanisms. Once you know them, it's like, oh my God, how did I not know this? It's so simple. It's so easy. But people will die from lack of knowledge. They will die from not knowing these simple things. So anyway, that course is coming soon. Just keep watching for my announcements here on brightvideos.com or naturalnews.com, or you can follow me on X at Health Ranger until they ban me there. Once I'm banned there, you can follow me at brighteon.social. Also, username is Health Ranger, or brighteon.io, username Health Ranger, also the same there. All right, so getting back to what Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about, here's my commentary. Now, as Marjorie said in her text, in her tweet, Trump has already claimed that he's won the war at least 40 times. He claims he has defeated Iran, that Iran has we've destroyed their air force, their entire navy. We've destroyed all their missile launchers over and over and over again. And Trump also absurdly claims that we, the United States, that we are in total control of the Strait of Hormuz, that Iran has no control whatsoever. So obviously the question, well, if we've already won like 40 times and we control the Strait of Hormuz, then why do we need to use nukes? What is there left to do? It seems like the war's over, according to Trump. And then you realize Trump is just a congenital liar. He just lies all the time. Actually, the United States has been militarily defeated by Iran. The Navy can't even sail close to the Strait of Hormuz. We're not in control of the Strait. Iran is in total control over the Strait. No ships can go through the Strait without Iran's permission. The U.S. military, well, the Navy, is sitting far outside the Strait trying to run a secondary blockade and then claiming we have control. Well, that's not really control, is it? And then if the U.S. has already defeated Iran, then how is it that Iran can still launch missiles and drones and rockets and all kinds of weapons? And how is it that Iran can still hit military bases in Jordan? You know, U.S. bases. And clearly Iran could hit Tel Aviv. They've done it before. They can hit ships in the Persian Gulf, ships in the Strait. They could hit ships. They could probably hit Diego Garcia, which is not a ship, but an island. So if Iran has been defeated, then who's shooting down all the U.S. aircraft that are being lost, including U.S. like Reaper drones or whatever all the drone models are? Who's shooting those down if Iran has been utterly defeated? And, you know, the answer is that, again, Iran is actually winning. The U.S. military has been embarrassingly defeated, which is why Trump and the Pentagon are getting desperate enough to consider using nuclear weapons. The U.S. has practically run out of munitions. The U.S. air interceptors for systems like the Patriot interceptor batteries, those interceptors don't work, except maybe according to MIT educator and expert Theodore Postol, they work maybe 3% of the time, something like that. Maybe 5% if you're generous. But at least 19 out of 20 times, they do not work. The U.S. Navy has a worsening morale problem, especially on the USS Abraham Lincoln. The sailors are reportedly starving. They've run out of food. The toilets sometimes don't work. The showers are all moldy. Morale is just plunging. And the U.S. can't protect any commercial tankers. The U.S. can't protect Qatar, can't protect UAE, Oman, you know, can't protect Dubai or Bahrain or Kuwait, for that matter, or any place in the region, because virtually all the U.S. military bases have been significantly damaged or completely destroyed in the region around the Persian Gulf. So Trump calls that a victory. The rest of the world calls that a total defeat of the United States military, which has had to flee the entire region, flee back to Jordan, which is close to Israel. That's where we are now. And the only resupply base for the U.S. Navy now is Diego Garcia, which is something like 2,500 kilometers away, or maybe something close to that. I don't recall the exact distance, but it's far away. Isn't Diego Garcia, is it in the South Indian Ocean, basically, essentially? I mean, it's very far. So that's why the White House and the Pentagon are considering using nuclear weapons, because they have nothing left. Nothing else is working. And the U.S. doesn't control the Strait of Hormuz. Not even close. Trump is lying, as always. He's always lying. You know, Fox News watchers have no idea about the reality of the situation, but it's rather dire for the United States. But now, what will happen if the U.S. uses nuclear weapons? Even just a small tactical nuclear weapon, which could still be much larger than what was dropped over Hiroshima. The Hiroshima atomic bomb was roughly about 15 kilotons equivalent of TNT. 15 kilotons. Even tactical nuclear weapons today are in the range of 100 kilotons or more, making them much, much larger. And it's a relatively common nuclear warhead in the U.S. arsenal to have a 1 megaton bomb, which would be, what is that, 66 times larger than Hiroshima? That's a 1 megaton warhead. And of course, we have warheads that are much larger than that. But what happens if the U.S. begins to unleash nuclear weapons? Well, first off, what's going to happen is, of course, the U.S. will have proven itself to be yet again the only country in the world to deploy nuclear weapons in an unjustified manner. In World War II, the U.S. dropped them on civilian populations, not military targets. And in the war with Iran, it's a war that the U.S. started. And it started the war when Iran was posing no acute threat to the United States whatsoever. In fact, Iran was relatively well-behaved. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz was wide open and everybody could sail through it right away. Seems like that's a pretty good situation. That was Iran being polite. No more, it seems. Well, anyway, if the U.S. starts dropping nuclear weapons on Iran, the entire world will express extreme outrage and at the U.S. The U.S. will again prove that it is an empire of war criminals. I mean, most of the world knows that already, but that will just remove any doubt in the minds of anybody that's on the fence. Like, yep, they're dropping nukes. No doubt civilians would be killed. So this will be another use of nuclear weapons against civilian populations. Not surprising, right? Because the U.S. does that. And this would immediately upgrade the nuclear weapons posture of other nuclear nations, notably Pakistan, which is not that far away. Pakistan clearly capable of lending or giving nukes to Iran, and Iran is clearly capable of delivering ballistic missiles to Tel Aviv. And so I expect that if Trump approves the dropping of a nuclear weapon on Iran, I think there's a very high chance that Iran will just nuke Tel Aviv and just wipe Israel off the map, which probably would cause the entire Muslim world to celebrate, of course, and probably a lot of the non-Muslim world, because there are a lot of Christians, you know, in Gaza and Christians in Lebanon and so on. Not everybody is Islamic, you know, in the Middle East, obviously. There are a lot of other religions, too. Hinduism, for example, as well as Christianity and Catholicism, etc. But then Israel would probably respond with a massive, you know, retaliation as much as they could. The Samson option, right? They would just launch the crap out of whatever nukes they have left, probably screaming like, you know, just kill everybody, let God sort them out, because that's kind of their attitude. And then the question is, well, what would Russia do? What would China do? What would India do? What would North Korea do? Would these other countries see this as a narrow window of opportunity to just maybe, in their minds, just, you know, nuke the crap out of Washington, D.C. and end the American empire once and for all? I'm not predicting that that would happen, but it's a possibility we have to consider. We know that Russia has the Poseidon nuclear underwater drones parked off the coast of North America, off both coasts, actually, the east and west coast. One satellite signal, and those detonate, and then you have a 1,000-meter high tidal wave of radioactive seawater inundating the entire east coast, up to several miles inland, depending on the terrain and the elevation differences. But there goes Washington, D.C. for centuries. And there goes Norfolk, Virginia. There goes, you know, New York City, etc. The entire U.S. East Coast would be unlivable for at least 300 years due to cesium-137 being deposited through the ocean water. And by the way, all the cropland along the East Coast would also be utterly unusable for three centuries. Is that what Trump is willing to risk? Yeah, probably, because he's insane. He's completely insane. I wouldn't be surprised no matter what he does, because he is irrational. See, Iran is being rational. But Trump and Hegseth and these lunatics at Fox News and General Keane or Admiral Keane, whatever his rank is, freaking lunatics. They seemingly, they don't care if they put the lives of billions of people at risk, which is exactly what they're begging for here. We could be looking at a global thermonuclear war, a large-scale exchange of nuclear detonations, with, of course, a 1 to 2 year nuclear winter that follows. So much particulate matter in the atmosphere that it dims the sun enough to block photosynthesis to cause global crop failures for 1 to 2 years, which would kill most of the human population currently living on the planet. I mean, talk about famine. This is way worse than lack of fertilizer. It would be lack of sunlight. The only people to survive that would be those who have at least a year's supply of stored food, and probably those who also have underground bunkers, just like, let's see, all the wealthy tech gurus have built, and all the global elitists have built big underground bunkers and stocked them. Huh, what do you think they know that they're not telling us? Probably they know they're going to start a nuclear war. And they plan to just go underground and survive there for a year and then come back up and see who's left. You know, meanwhile, they're going to let the whole world just collapse and everybody goes like full zombie Mad Max with radiation fallout and, you know, gun battles everywhere. It's like, yeah, they really want to see this, don't they? See, what you need to understand, and I know this is difficult if you're an American listening to this, and maybe difficult to believe, but the United States of America, the current U.S. empire, which is nothing like the founding vision, is nothing like the country we used to have post-World War II, this empire is pretty much hated all over the world. The world hates the way America treats them. America uses economic sanctions. I mean, look at Scott Bessent. He brags about, oh, we're just stealing all their money. We're just taking all their oil out of Venezuela. We're just destroying the currency of Iran. I mean, he brags about, oh, we've stolen all their crypto. We just took all their homes, their luxury, everything, their land. We just took everything from everybody. He brags about this publicly, okay? It's just a small example of the kind of arrogance that the American empire demonstrates. The world notices this. The rest of the world sees this. They see Trump acting like a deranged mad king lunatic. Do you think that if the world had an opportunity to take out the U.S. empire because Trump opened the door with a nuclear weapon, do you think the world might take that opportunity and say, basically, F it, you know? F it. Let's just launch everything. Like, this is the one chance to get rid of this tyranny on planet Earth, right? I could see North Korea doing that. I don't think China would do that, by the way. China's winning anyway. You know, China's more rational. And I actually don't see Russia doing that. But maybe Russia would take the opportunity to say, well, now it's time to nuke all of Western Europe. Since Trump opened the door, and then Russia just starts nuking Poland and Romania and all the military bases all over Western Europe and Germany and, of course, the UK and France, etc. Maybe not Spain. Spain might be spared because Spain's leadership seemingly is a lot less insane than the UK and the other countries I mentioned. But you see what I mean? It can open the door, and maybe North Korea just decides to nuke South Korea. Or China decides, well, this is our opportunity. Let's just take Taiwan. Or China decides to attack Tokyo. Or, I mean, there are any number of scenarios where there are already regional instabilities, that could just be, it's kind of like a tectonic plate shift, you know? The plates, there's a lot of pressure built up and they're about ready to go. And then there's an earthquake in one area and it sets off earthquakes in other areas. That's what this could be like. Trump launches a nuke and all these other countries that have been holding their fire are like, well, I guess it's nuke time. And they've already got the target list of who they're going to nuke. I mean, just last week, Lavrov from Russia announced that they've got a list of Western European targets, mostly military bases and probably drone factories and places like that, or missile factories, that they could hit. And Russia doesn't even need nukes, but they could take out those targets with thermobaric weapons, with Oreshnik weapons, with Iskanders, and I don't know what else they have. All kinds of things. But they they also have nukes, of course, thousands of them, as does China. So Trump and Hegseth and these war hawk lunatic neocons and the Fox News retards, they're all begging for global extermination. Begging for it. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to warn us about. And she's right. We all need to raise our voices right now. I interviewed Dennis Kucinich recently about this. He's a very important voice for peace and reason in our world. And I completely agree with him. And Trump betrayed us all. He campaigned on peace and then took us to war. He escalated wars on two fronts, probably trying to start a new war with China or somebody. We were lied to. It's time to raise our voices and demand peace. And frankly, we need to demand the removal of Trump. 25th Amendment, whatever legal mechanism exists, Trump has to be removed from power. He's insane. He's a threat to humanity. He's a danger to the entire world at this point. Because he, just to protect his ego, he seems likely to unleash nuclear weapons that could literally result in the deaths of billions of people from famine and the nuclear winter and economic collapse and radioactive fallout, etc. Trump, I believe, would kill billions of people if it meant that his ego was boosted a little bit and he didn't have to take a loss with Iran. He would rather billions die than for him to look like the pathetic, weakling piece of crap that he has turned out to be. That's where Trump is. And that's a very dangerous person to leave in power. Very dangerous. In my opinion, Trump needs to be removed from power. We need more rational people to be involved in whatever decisions have to be made. And frankly, when it comes to Iran, oh yeah, I forgot. Over the weekend, Trump declared that he was going to claim the Strait of Hormuz as United States territory. See, what does that tell you? How insane he is. Really? You're going to claim the Strait of Hormuz as United States territory? You might as well claim the river that flows into Beijing as U.S. territory, you know? I mean, he's out of his mind. It's not U.S. territory. I mean, hasn't Marco Rubio been screaming for the last few months that it's international waters and no one can claim that it's theirs? And then Trump's like, no, but it's ours. What? Well, how are you going to take it? How are you going to keep it? How are you going to defend it? You're not. It's insane. The very idea is completely insane. Because Trump is insane. But all the Fox News, like, you know, clapping seals. They just clap it along with them. Like, yeah, that's so great. We're going to seize the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah. You might as well be claiming rivers on Mars. It's like, how are you going to go defend them? Yeah, you're not. The U.S. Navy barely has toilets that work, you know, and you're running out of food, running out of air interceptors. All the men in the Navy, they're going to, once they get home, they're gone, man. They're not coming back. They're not signing up for another stint like the one they just endured. They're not going to re-up. Not a chance. So Trump is out of his mind and probably willing to do anything, including launching nuclear weapons. So my take is, be prepared for the most insane scenario imaginable, which would be the use of nuclear weapons. Be prepared. And as I've said, you can survive it. I know how to survive it. I'll be teaching you how to survive it with my free course about genetic survival. You'll learn how to survive it. It's actually very straightforward. There's a recipe. But if you don't know the recipe, you're screwed. You'll be able to watch the whole course completely free. And I'm rushing to get that out the door as quickly as I can. Believe me, I've got workstations rendering video segments for this. So I will keep you posted, but pray for peace and raise your voice on this and definitely say publicly that you oppose this war and you oppose nuclear weapons in particular. Even if you support the war, for God's sake, oppose the use of nuclear weapons, unless you have some kind of suicide wish. And those of you living anywhere near the East Coast, if there's a nuclear war, you will all die. That is, if you're on the East Coast, if you're, you know, near the military bases or near Washington, D.C. or New York City or parts of, you know, Connecticut, what have you. I'm not saying that everybody in Florida dies, but more of the power centers of the military, the financial system, and the government of the United States. All of you in those areas, you will die. And there's no nutritional solution that will save you from taking a, you know, 1 megaton nuclear warhead up your ass. You know, like all the chlorella in the world isn't going to repair your DNA when you've been freaking vaporized. And that's what's going to happen to probably tens of millions of people if we end up in a nuclear war. That's what Trump is risking. And the targets will also include Houston and Chicago and Los Angeles and Denver, et cetera, et cetera. Seattle, you know, Phoenix, right? Cities of industry, cities of energy, cities of finance, cities of transportation hubs, and so on, will all get nuked. And then all the MAGA-tards out there can tell us how much we're winning. Winning? Don't you mean glowing? No, we're winning. Because they're insane. All right, so I will keep you informed. Catch my videos at brightvideos.com. And of course, my articles and infographics are at naturalnews.com. Until then, get prepared. Our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, can help you. They've got satellite phones that don't need cell towers to function. Just go to sat123.com. They also have Faraday bags that protect your electronics against EMP effects of nuclear weapons or solar flares. They've got small bags, big bags, little mobile phone bags, laptop bags, like women's purses bags, the backpacks, and then very large bags that can hold generators and workstations and things like that. They've got them all. I think that website is darkbags.com, but you can also find them at sat123.com. They've got solar generators, so you can have electricity after the power grid fails. They've got a lot of things, so check them out. A very important source of survival supplies, sat123.com. All right, thank you for listening. Take care. If you'd like to help support us, check out all of the affiliate deals I put together for you at rangerdeals.com. And if you go there, you'll see I have selected, I've done due diligence on all of these affiliates. There's really not that many, but we have partners like Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, Ness's Organic CBDA Hemp Extract, Above Phone Models that are de-Googled phones, Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the Satellite Phone Store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon 50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.